tomorrow, so that I could leave this place at what o'clock?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. So, within for the first time, I have got this opportunity to come here. Everything is preordained. I never thought of coming over here. Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, by His desire, everything is done. We make many programs, but if it is not desired by Supreme Lord, obstacles come and we cannot do. And we did not make any program, never heard the those places' name, never. But we are forced to go there. If you will hear the name, you will be astonished. Bhutchomani. What is this? Bhutchomani. The Punjab. I was taken there. Kenjekura. I was taken there. But think about this. Everything is regulated by Supreme Lord. Once our Gurudev was there in Calcutta, he said, and totally tired, I cannot go outside now. I should remain. Yes, we want them to take rest. And he was dictating, I was writing. All of a sudden, he said, call him. The person who is in charge of doing all reservation of tickets. What is the matter? Just now he said, I shall remain here. And I called him. Immediately, purchase ticket for me to go such and such place. I'm astounded. Just now he said, I cannot move. I shall have to stay here to take rest. And immediately he made the program. I thought there must be some reason. Some devotees of that place, there weeping, and they are in separation grief of their Gurudev. While writing, he understood this. Immediately changed his problem. I will go. I should not take rest. Why we, these conditions also there, you can understand why they have immediately changed. Must be, there's some must be some reason which we couldn't understand. The link is there. You could understand. In such and such place, the devotees are in grief, separation grief. To remove that immediately, yes. That's promised. Everything depends upon it. Whatever is done by this by Supreme Lord is for the eternal benefit of. If we can understand this, then we shall be happy under all circumstances. When you desire something, as per desire, if it is not fulfilled, we become unbalanced. But you should submit to the will of Supreme. Without His will, nobody can say anything. He is speaking, remaining in the heart of living beings of this world, to somebody. So whatever is done by the will of Supreme Lord, who is all good, is for the eternal benefit of us. You will understand afterwards. And if you get separate desire, and if it is not fulfilled, then you become upset. You cannot see the adjustment. Now, it is my first appeal to you. I request you. Our Param Pujyapad, Shiksha Guru, Pritin Swami Srimad Bhakti, Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he did not come here by his own will. With great difficulty, he came, only to fulfill the desire of his Guru. I heard it. First I did not know. I met him there in Vrindavan, and to make obeisance I had been to Damodar Mandir temple, and he showed me, he's back to home, back to Godhead. This monthly magazine I'm writing, go through this. It is very indistinct printing, very difficult Vrindavan printing. Not the printing of this USA. Very difficult. I tried to go through, and he showed other writers also. You go through what I did. I tried to go through. I requested him, our Gurudev is here, Chaitanya Gaurimath. You do not set your holy footprints in our mouth. Not get, go there. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Next day he came. And he entered into the room of our Gurudev and talked with Gurudev. More than half an hour, more than that, perhaps. And I was, we were all outside. He entered into it. What topics they were speaking. The God brothers. But he came out and was going and called me at the gate. Still it is vivid. I went there. Okay. I have got the desire to go outside in there. To preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. Will you go with me? I was distraught, for understanding. Because I was at that time secretary of Chaitanya Gaurimath. And so many incomplete in Chandigarh Math, in Puri Math, in Mayapur Math. All these things, they are incomplete. Works have to be done. And I have got this responsibility to do. What I can say? I remained silent. He was disappointed. He could not get any help. He had to go alone. But I heard his sermons. When I was taken to different places of ISKCON devotees and others, by Vaikunthanath Das Prabhu. He was professor and disciple of Swami Maharaj. He came by Lord's desire and helped me to go to different places. And he used to hear sermons of Param Pujyapad Swami Maharaj in tape record. And I had the opportunity to hear. There I have heard many things. Now, although I have got no ability, capacity, it is by the desire of Supreme Lord. First, disciples of Swami Maharaj used to stay at our Lord Sadhishmadhanji. Vasudharanda Brahmachari, at that time Brahmachari, for 1 year, and Jayapataka Maharaj came 4 months. After that, Swami Maharaj returned to India, and he had been to the airport to receive many dignitaries were present there. And after returning, he started his own institution. Before that, they used to stay at our mosque, and our Gurudev used to tell me, if they are foreign devotees, we should look after them, should encourage them. I used to go to different reporters, the newspaper, and to other devotees' house to make program. And Uttarando at that time could speak also in Bengali, could sing Bengali songs. And Jayapataka Maharaj, now he also learned that he could speak Bengali. Now, at that time he could not, when he was at one mark. Some relation is there or there, and Guru Maharaj ordered me, their foreign devotees, we should look after them. So I remember that. But I have got no capacity. I take benefit from all, but in return I cannot give any. I have taken benefit from Parampujipat Puri Vashrima. He was there by Lord's desire in our mouth. In Satish Mukherjee Road for 30 years, I was under him in publication department. That what opportunity I got. He had been to Kalna, Gauridas Pandit, he had got not there. But he came from Kalna to Satish Mukherjee Road and said, I want to serve publication. There is no opportunity there to write anything. Guru Maharaj was very much pleased. Elder Godbrother, yes, he will be given here, he will be in charge of the publication department. And I was under him. In this way, in all installation of our deities and installation of temples and everything, our Puri Vrishnivana was there with Guru Maharaj, everywhere. In Brajavandal Parikrama, Navadham Parikrama, in Puri, everywhere. We could not think that without Puri Maharaj we should give up anywhere. After that, I took the opportunity of praying to Bon Vrishnivana Maharaj. First he came to London and other places. He could speak very fluent English and Bengali and Hindi. And the elder godbrother, eldest perhaps. Whenever I asked him, will you kindly participate, come to our function at Calcutta, at Puri, at another place? All right, I should go. But in return, what I have done? I have taken their advantage. They have come. But I have got no capacity to serve. See that Dev Goswami Maharaj used to come to our Calcutta more, Puri, and also Mayapur. He performed Kirtan, Nitya Kirtan. He did not see at that time. The installation of our Mayapur temple at that time. Like this. Madan Mohan, one Kirtan he did, I forgot. Madan Mohan, like that. He did. I was astounded in this age he was doing Nitya Kirtan. And in all places, he used to go there. When we submitted to our Gurudev, immediately they accepted. But what service I have done, Siddhartha Krishna? Our Gurudev, Guru Goswami Maharaj, and other Jadavar Goswami Maharaj, all used to go to his mart there in Navadvi. He wants all God brothers to come. And they are speaking, we are hearing and we are taking prasad. I am not speaking at that time. I am taking prasad and they are speaking. Every year, our Guru Maharaj is to come in his house, in his Saraswat Gauriyama. But in return, only I am taking prasad and nothing. I am hearing what? I have got no capacity to serve. Only I am taking advantage. Guru Bhargava, I am taking advantage. So what service I can do? I am unable to do. Now, it is my appeal to you. Whatever Param Pujya Swami Maharaj did, he did not do by his own initiative. The order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He wrote a letter to him. He wanted, what service I can do? Please tell me. I had no opportunity to serve you. Our God brothers are serving you. Then he ordered, you have got the capacity. It is the desire of Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should spread this message to all corners of the world. You have got the capacity to speak English, you can go. Then he was thinking, still he was thinking, I heard it from his sermon in the tape record by the desire of Vaikunthanatha. He narrated his whole history. And he was thinking, still I was thinking, I am to get some money. Some money is to be given to the house for the maintenance. Let me try, then I should. In the meantime, God the message that in Gurudev disappeared. I was very much disappointed. What a mercy. Immediately I took the decision I should renounce the house and I should take Shrimati. And he remained there in Damodar temple. Praying grace of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami. And after that, to fulfill the desire of his Gurudev, with so much struggle he came. His life reached. And whenever I heard his sermons, he used to pray all the songs of Narottam Thakur and Bhakti Thakur. Itai Gunamuni, and all these things. Always praying. So that he can fulfill the desire of his Gurudev. At his old age, he was moving in the old world. You should try, then he will be at your back. You try to keep intact his institution, his cause. He should not remain idle. He should unite. Then he will get his grace. He will be pleased. And we should be also encouraged. If you try sincerely, then your Gurudev will help you. And he is Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur will help you. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur will help you. Pray their grace. Nothing is impossible. If you desire it, you can get. By hearing something, spot up from some person, some devotee, spot up. This is This I did not think, imagine. It is a very marvelous, wonderful. Within a short time, this should be retained at all costs. And this is your great service. He will be satisfied, and his Guru Varga will be satisfied. And he will get the power. Pray for that grace. By your own ability you can do this. Today is the disappearance anniversary of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, in worldly in worldly sense, if you go through the history, then you will find he was born in a very aristocratic, high family, Rupa Goswami. Sarvagga, Bharadvaj Gotriya, Bharadvaj Muni, Bharadvaj Muni's family lineage is there. In that Bharadvaj, Sarvagga is a great person in Karnataka state in India. And that, from there, gradually, through their family lineage, Kumardev was there. And Kumardev had, accepting Kumardev and mother, we do not know, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Anupam, they appeared in this world. And at that time, Rupa Goswami was so qualified, being a Brahmin, Rupa Goswami. He was selected by Bhushan Sabhasraya as Prime Minister. And Bhushan Sabhasraya kept his name Gobir Ghash, Muslim name. And Sanatana Goswami, no, Rupa Goswami is Gobir Ghash, and Sanatana Goswami is Shakar Mallik, and Anupam Mallik. At that time, Rupa Goswami was staying there at Ramkeli village, near in the district of Malda. Malda was the capital of the Muslim emperor. Rupa Goswami had a big palace there. One kadamba tree was there. And tamal tree. Under that tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and met Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Anupam in their place. I have been to that place. When there was 500 years, advent anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Gurudev, he performed in different places. We have been to that place. And their Ramkeli Gram, when Sanatana Goswami was there, Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Jiva Goswami, perhaps many say Jiva Goswami was born at that time. His father is Anupam. And they are all working. Rupa Goswami was minister, Ujjir, they said, and Sanatana Goswami, prime minister. And Anupam was working. But after seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as per desire also, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami got the grace of Nityananda Puna Haridas Thakur. But Bhushan Sabhasraya was worried by seeing so many about several lakhs, you may say 1 million Hindus are coming with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He asked Gavirkash, what is this? Why so many Hindus like this? Then Vibha Goswami said, the mendicant, bhikari, so many persons are doing. Nothing to be worried. No difficulty. And one Rasput Keshav, he also very intelligent, he also specified, there is no, he has come as a mendicant, a beggar. Nothing to worry. At that time, Sanatana Goswami, when he first, and next, after the grace of Nityananda Purna Haridas Thakur met again to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, with grass under the feet, under the mouth, in the mouth, with grass, for expressing his humbleness, we are most unfortunate because we are doing service here. We are associating with Mletcha. We are working under him. Those who are killing cows and all these things. We are greater sinners than Jagai Madhai. Will rescue us like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his hand over the head. You should not think anything. They wanted to come again. By seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have got no desire to remain in this as Prime Minister or as Minister. They wanted to relinquish everything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, not now. When I shall go to Vrindavan, then you come. And Sanatana Goswami said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, যার সঙ্গে চলে লক্ষ লোক লক্ষ কোটি বৃন্দাবন যাইতেন হাই পরিবার সো মেনি মিলিয়ন্স অফ পার্সন্স আর গোয়িং উইদাউট হি ইজ নট চৈতন্য মহাপুর ইজ নট গিভিং এনি মানি টু দেম এনি ফুড টু দেম নাথিং বাই বাই সিং বাই অ্যাট্রাক্টেড বাই চৈতন্য মহাপুর সুপ্রিম লর্ড দে আর অল গোয়িং অটোমেটিক্যালি দেন সনাতন গোস্বামী থট ইজ নট গুড এভরিওয়ে Muslim rulers are there, they may think something. This is not good for going to Vrindavan with so many persons. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Kanai Narsala. And there he thought, why Sanatana Goswami spoke this? He should not go to Vrindavan with so many persons. Then he returned. First, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for Vrindavan, first Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they left their service, everything, and kept some money for Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami also, he left the work of the Prime Minister, duty, and he remained in the house, and was discussing all Bhagavad, etc. Afterwards, when Krishna Shabbat had got love for Sanatana Goswami, a very fit man, why you have he has become indifferent? Who will rule this kingdom? Except you. He showed, but Sanatana Goswami did not come. No, I have got no desire. Then afterwards, when Janja Basa went to Orisha to fight, at that time he imprisoned Sanatana Goswami. And Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they went and sent one information. I am going, I have kept some money from you. In whatever way, you can try to rescue yourself from the imprisonment and come to Vrindavan. I am going. By some words, ordinary people cannot understand. But Sanatana Goswami could understand. What is this? What is signifying by writing this? Ordinary people will not be able to understand. Rupa Goswami, going, when he reached Allahabad, prayer, and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one southeast near Indian Brahmin South. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, made obeisances and expressed humbleness to the extreme, and also made obeisances with this mantra, Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayati, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gaurattishu. Written by Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I do not want to say all this because it is a very big subject. But this aspect you should know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted the bhakti rasa, bhakti siddhanta through Sanatana Goswami. And bhakti rasa pranta, culmination of the bhakti rasa through Rupa Goswami, which is written by Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the first verse, in 19th chapter, Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vrindavaniyam Rasakali Vartam, Karina Ruttam, Rija Shakti Mukta, Sanchajya Vyatanat Nasra, Prabhupada Pragiva Loka Srishti. In every chapter, what he is going to write, it is his own writing, this verse, Sanskrit verse, Kaviraj Goswami. Vrindavanam Rasakali Vartan. All the pastimes of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan Dham, in Brajamandal, disappeared. Nobody could know. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then again revived that. Recovered all these places through Rupa Goswami. He imparted that. Through Rupa Goswami, he has again revived all the holy places of Krishna. There in Vrindavan Dham, Radha Kunda, Sham Kunda, everything was disappeared. Nobody knows. Vrindavan Rasakali Vartan Kanina Rupta Nija Shakti Mukta. Sancharja Vedanatmana, Sancharja. And he did it through Rupa Goswami. You can get culmination of Ras, if you want to get it, through the grace of Rupa Goswami, you can get it. And he has given this instance of when Brahma first appeared from the navel of Vishnu. He couldn't understand. Where from I have come? Where to go? Perform immense penance for thousands of years. Ultimately, Krishna gave him mantra Gayatri and asked him, you should worship, you should practice this, you will get everything. By the grace of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, that sambandha vidya prayojan gyan was imparted to Sanatana. Or, so imparted this sambandha vidya was imparted to Brahma first. And then through deceptive challenge it came to Sanatana Goswami. Imparted to Brahma. Brahma couldn't know it by his own capacity. By only going through book, he couldn't get it. Viraj Goswami has written, Vedashastra kahe sambandha vidya prayojan, Krishna prapya sambandha, bhakti prapya sadhan, vidya naam bhakti, प्रेम प्रयोजन, पुरुषार्थ शून्य में प्रेम माधन, बट कैन यू फील दिस? वेदशास्त्र सब्सटेंशिएटेड, वेदशास्त्र व्हाट इज द टीचिंग ऑफ वेदशास्त्र? वी हैव गॉट रिलेशन विद कृष्ण, हुम वी आर रिलेटेड विद कृष्ण. संबंध विद प्रयोजन, संबंध विद रिलेशनशिप. वी हैव कम फ्रॉम कृष्ण, वी आर इन कृष्ण, वी आर बाय कृष्ण, वी आर फॉर कृष्ण, वी आर द पार्ट ऑफ द पोटेंसी ऑफ कृष्ण. चैतन्य महापुरुष से मार्जिनल पोटेंसी ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सन एंड द संबंध इज अत्यंत भेदाद इनकॉन्सिबल साइमल्टेनियस डिस्टिंक्शन इन नॉन डिस्टिंक्शन. बाय द डिस्टिंक्शन यू कैन नो हु एम आई. If potency, my potency remains for me, the potency of Supreme Lord will remain for Supreme Lord. The part of the potency will be servant of the servant of the servants of Supreme Lord. We are part of the potency. We are eternal servant. There is the sambandha. And obhidhya is bhakti. Therefore, eternal relation with Supreme Lord through bhakti, there is causeless devotion. Because the devotion is the eternal nature of the real self. Now we are not understanding because we are being enveloped by the illusory energy. And we can false, you can false in this. But actually our real self is coming from the marginal potency of Supreme Lord. We should remain for Him. And there has been enveloped because we become averse to Krishna. And the illusory energy enveloped us. We are thinking we are of this world. We are passing through cycles of births and deaths. But in this human birth, and also in this Kali Yuga, blessed Kali Yuga, we are born with our great fortune. In one day of Brahma, only once Nandanandan Krishna appeared in Dwapara Yuga, in this seventh Manvantara, Bhavishyata Manvantara, in the 28th Chatur Yuga, in the Dwapara Yuga Krishna appeared, Nandanandan Krishna. He did not appear in other Dwapara Yuga, only in this Yuga. There are 71 Chatur Yuga in one Manu, now 28th Chatur Yuga. 14th life of 14th Manu is in the one day of Brahma. You understand and comprehend it. And after that, in Dwapara Yuga he appeared and he gave prayer to his own persons, Brajavasi, not outsiders. But next, in which Dwapara Yuga Nandanandan Krishna appeared and gave satisfaction to all his own personal associates. In the next Kali Yuga, he appeared taking the form of Radharani, a mode of worship of Radharani, outside golden complexion, inside Krishna. He appeared in Navadvip Dham. With Navadvip Dham, with his personal associates, to give that, to bestow that prem, concept of love, gopi prem, to all irrespective of caste, creed and religion. To all, and we are born. Not in all Kali Yuga. Nandana Krishna did not appear. Only Vishnu appeared to introduce the dharma of Nama Sankirtan. But here, Avatari Sri Krishna appeared. In all Kali Yuga, it is not so blessed. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and he said, I am giving this order to you. He has written 8 verses. You do Sankirtan, you will get everything. By taking the form of Guru, because in this Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to get a bona fide Guru, bona fide Sadhu. Very difficult. Because three-fourth is adharma, unrighteousness. One-fourth is dharma. Only 25% will be dharmi. And those righteous persons, they belong to Kurmi, Gyani, Jogi, so many. And devotees, very little. Now he was speaking in Dasashrama Dhar. Dasashrama through Rupa Goswami. What he say? Go through Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ei mato brahmanda bhari ananta jeev gan. 84 lakh jodita kare brahman. Infinite jivas. Everything is infinite. Countless number of living beings are rotating in this brahmanda. Brahmanda means of 14 worlds. Brahmanda, that infinite Brahmanda. We cannot comprehend, we cannot finish it. Supreme Lord is infinite, everything is infinite. He stands in the realms of the infinite. These worlds of the infinite. All the divas infinite are rotating in this moving in this one. Brahmanda Ananda Jivgana. They are rotating in this world and passing through cycles of births and deaths. Churashi lakh. Churashi lakh means 8,400,000. You pass through that. 8 million births. After that, 400,000 births, a human birth. You have got this human birth. And God has given that power to us to understand which is bad and which is good. We can accept the good. All good is Supreme Lord. He is eternal. He is eternal. All existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Supreme Lord. We have got the discriminating power. That this is not eternal and this is eternal. Other living beings, they have got no powers. You understand this. So, human birth is given only for worship of Supreme Lord. Who is eternal, all existence, all knowledge, all this Purna Satchidananda. But it is said, Tar Buddha Sthavara Jangam Dvive, Parabhasunna, Krishna Prema Sindhu, Tumai Chakaita Tar Kohi Ako Bindu. There said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see, this Krishna Prema Ocean, and there, without any source, there is no source. Parabhasunna. We are finding this world, ocean, there is got also an end of it, shore, but without shore, parabhasunna. Krishna Prema Sindhu, like ocean, I am speaking a drop of it to you. For testing that sweetness, a drop of it, I cannot speak the whole ocean of Krishna prema. Is that possible? Parapashtu, Krishna prema sindhu, tumai chakaite, for your, to relish that sweetness, for testing that sweetness, I am speaking only a drop of it. Then say, all these living beings are divided. First, sthavar jungle, immobile and mobile. These trees and mountains, they are immobile. They are also living beings. And mobile, mobile beings, these two division. And amongst the immobile and mobile elements are superior. And in the mobile elements, they are pitja, Charachas, Tharachas, Vibhe. There is some living beings are flying in the sky and some living beings are in the water, aquatic beings, and some living beings are moving in the land, terrestrial beings. Amongst these, terrestrial elements are superior and amongst the civilized elements, Human beings are very few. Tavade, manushaja bhoti alpata. And amongst the human beings, you will find that those who do not have any knowledge of the Vedas, there, and Mlecha Pulinda Bodha, you do not believe in Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. If you eliminate that, very few persons will be. Those who believe in the Vedas, they are also Vedanishtama, they are Ved Mukhe Mane, Vedanishtama Pakta Bhakma Nahigan. Those who are believing in the Vedas, they are in mouth, they are saying that we are following the teachings of Vedas. They do not even, they have not seen the Vedas. What is the teaching? They do not know. Half of the person is like that. Ved Mukhe Mane. They have never seen the Vedas. What is the thing? They do not know. Only by words and we are followers of the Vedas. And dharma jari madde adhika karmanishtha. Those who are following the Vedas, they think, most of them are karmanishtha. They want non-eternal benefits of this world. Koti karmanishtha madde ak jnani srishti. Those who do not want this non-eternal benefit. What? Emancipation, salvation of the Jnanis. They do not want to go to heaven and other higher worlds. After when piety will be finished, they will be driven out, thrown from there to this world. This non-eternal, we do not want. We want emancipation. Koti karma, crores. Crores means, you see, million. How many million? 1 crore. 10 million. 10 million. Among 10 millions of Kormi, 1 Jnani. Koti crore among 10 millions of Jnanis, only one can become, one can attain emancipation or salvation. Emancipation state of existence. You can get only one. Koti karmanishtha madhye ek jnani, koti jnani madhye hoy ekjon mukta. Only one can get emancipation. Koti mukta madhye durlabha ek Krishna bhakti. Amongst 10 millions of emancipated souls, only one Krishna bhakti is so rare, scarce. Now we think, it's not so easy. Durlabha Krishna Bhakta. I am speaking how an ancient jiva of this world, conditioned soul, how we can get that. Brahmanda Bhravita Kono Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasadha Paya Bhakti Vata Bhi. Maliha Shai Bij Kare Arapan, Sravan Kirtandare Kare Shata. Bodhiya Bhargata Brahmanda Vedi Jai. Viraja Brahmanoka Vedi Parabhama Pai. Tudupri Jai Lakarata Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna Chan Kalpul Vrindavan, Kare Arapan. What is the meaning? Chaitanya Mahapuru, how we can get Krishna Prem? It is so scarce. Not so easy. Amongst crore, amongst 10 millions of emancipated souls, you will find one Krishna Bhakti. And that Krishna Bhakti, how we can get? By rotating, by moving, ambulating in this world, Brahmanda Bhravita Kuna Bhagavan Ji, only a fortunate soul, not all. Bhagavan Sukritivan. Those who did some service of Krishna and Krishna Bhakta, knowingly or unknowingly, that is called Sukriti. Sukritivan, Bhagavan, fortunate. By the grace of Krishna, by the grace of Guru, we can get the seed of it. Mantra. Guru Krishna Prasad by Bhakti Lata Bij. By the grace of Guru and by the grace of Krishna, we can get the seed, lifeful seed, not dead seed, lifeful seed from a Shuddha Bhakta Shakti. First, you have to do what? As you have gone through Dhruva. Dhruva, what he did first? He chanted the holy name of Sri Hari. Kaha Padma Pradarsana Hari. Getting the advice from his mother. He has a firm faith. Whatever his mother advised him, he accepted in total. You should worship Hari, you will get more than your father, your property more than father. Hari can give you. Your desire will be fulfilled. Wow. How to worship? You utter the name in Sapta Yuga. In Sapta Yuga, meditation was the matter of worship. At that time, mother advised Vishnu Devi, you should chant the name. Come, you will get. Again he warned, but you should chant the name, you should not blame your stepmother, your father. The living beings in this world, human beings, they reap the fruits of their own actions. Others are only instrumental, they are not the cause. If you wrongly blame them, become hostile to them, then Krishna will not be satisfied. You will not get So he has given a warning. Ma mangalagatata paresha mangsta bhunti jaradat paradukha jasthi. Don't blame others for your miseries, for your suffering. We reap the fruits of our own actions, bad, good and bad actions. We must have done such behavior in some part. God is omniscient. Your stepmother has rebuked you like anything. You are getting the fruit of your own action. You should have no hostility against your stepmother or against your father or anybody. He immediately accepted them. And he faced from the heart any kind of hostility to anybody in this world. You cannot do this. You may say, oh, Supreme Lord is blessing Dhruva, is not blessing me. But we cannot accept all these teachings of the Guru Varga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he accepted in total. By the grace of Hari, he got Guru, Narada Vishya. Bina Hari Kripa Nahi Bina Shanta in Tulsi Darsa in India, in Northern India. Without the grace of Supreme Lord, you cannot get the bona fide Guru. And by the grace of bona fide Guru, you will get Krishna. Both are related. By the grace of Krishna, Guru will come and Guru will advise you, give you mantra. And if a bona fide Guru gives mantra, gives mantra, then the mantra will be lifeful. And lifeless seed, even if you call you sow it in the land, if it is not cultivated land, then you will not get anything. Land should be cultivated. Cultivated means the heart should be ready, this heart should be cultivated. What does it mean? The plow? No. Cultivated means there should be firm faith in you. That by serving Krishna is serve all. There should be any doubt in it. That is called the cultivated land. If you sow the seed of the lifeful seed, then there will be tree. And if you sow it in the stone, uncultivated land, whether you will get anything. Cultivated land, but you should have thought the Shraddha. Shraddha ka thought, hey, I am from Krishna, I am in Krishna, I am by Krishna, by serving Krishna, I am doing my eternal benefit, I am doing eternal benefit to all. I am paying my debts to all, to parents, to demigods, to human beings, to other living beings. He is all unifying the spiritual principle. By serving whom you serve all. He is at the root. If you pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree is nourished. All your. Many times you have heard this. But why do you have got to believe? Even Arjuna, although he played the pastimes of an aspirant of a votary, but he is the personal associate, he is playing the pastimes. He said, if I do not do my duties to my parents, to other human beings and other gods, etc., demigods, then I should be indebted to them. You say, man manabho mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru mamrishashashri padhijani shakti yavashime. You are my bosom friend, I am speaking to you. And you are thinking, only I serve you, and I shall not do my duties. Then I shall commit sin. Like an ignorant person, he is asking you. But Krishna said, Sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam. Aham tvam sarvam mam krishna mam. You are from me, you are in me, you are by me. If you serve me, there cannot be any apprehension. You are doing now, you are not doing. Actually, you are serving all. But you have got the apprehension. I am giving you the word. I am giving this guarantee to you. I shall rescue you from all sins. There cannot be any sins. This sort of faith. This sort of faith, when you do it, and you will get a Sadguru, bona fide Guru, Sautriya, Brahmanishtha Guru. Only scriptural knowledge is there, but no realization. He is not Sadguru. Brahmanishtha, Vishayanishtha, Sandavarka, they are the disciples of Shukracharya. So they are Kshatriya in one sense, but they are not Sadguru because they have got attachment to worldly things. They advise Prahlad and other boys with demigods about worldly benefits, dharma, thakam, etc. Non-eternal, Rajniti, politics. He is an actual guru. Actual guru who has got, whose mind is permanently fixed in Brahma, with the realization of Brahma, he is actual guru. Only theoretical knowledge is not sufficient. Practical knowledge should be there. Very difficult to get. For that reason, Mahadeva said to Parvati, Bhava Gurvasanti Shishya Vitta Paharaka, Durva Sadguru Devi Shishya Santa Paharaka. So many Guruji can get so many to squeeze money from the others. Squeeze money, as you will find in Rupa Goswami's teaching, you will find it ultimately. If you get desire for ulterior desires, how we can go? But I don't know how long I should speak. You see, then here is it. First thing, you should have a lifeful sin. If there is lifeless, one petty sin you have taken. Outside appearance is like a paddy, but there is no rice in it. And if you sow it in the land, cultivated land, will there be any tree? Because there is no rice is there. Outer covering, it seems to be a rice, but without life. It should be life pulls it from a Shuddha Bhakta, at the back of whom Supreme Lord is there to fulfill, then it will be life. If you get mantra from anybody who is not dear to him, Krishna will not come. It is a lifeless thing. Life pulses he got from Narada Goswami, at whose back Krishna is there. Whatever Narada Goswami will say, Krishna will fulfill. Whatever Prahlad Maharaj is saying, to fulfill is there. Bhagavan appeared, Supreme Lord appeared as Nishinga. No. By his word, to fulfill his desire. So we should have such guru who has got scriptural knowledge, he can also remove our doubts, those votaries, aspirants who want to get Supreme Lord, his service. If there be doubt in them, then how they can have progress? Those gurus must have these qualities too. They remove the doubts by reasoning, and that should be substantiated by scriptural knowledge. Only reasoning is not substantiated. Again, they should have realization. If there is no realization, so many conditioned souls, they are in different states. How the doctor will treat them? If doctor, there is so many persons, they have got severe diseases. Doctor will examine what is the disease, and by examining if the true diagnosis is there, then he can give the actual medicine, actual he can prescribe also for the diet. Like that, Supreme Lord who has got the realization of Supreme Lord, he can give practical knowledge he has got. He can give according to the necessity of the aspirants, of the votaries who want to get God, according to the different states. So guru has to have that knowledge. One kind of advice will not be beneficial to all. You should know that, for that reason, that you should get your heart should be cultivated, firm faith, and you should get that seed from a Shuddha Bhakta, and after that we have got a Shuddha Bhakta Sadguru, and also we have got faith in everything correct. But if you do not pour water, then where there will be sprout in the from the seed. The seed is there. If you do not give water to it, will you get anything? Tree will come. You give to water and also a fencing, a covering, a fencing. When the sprout will come, goats and other animals will come. What? You should give fencing of the association of sadhus, Shuddha Bhakta, so that seed is not uprooted. That will be fencing. And that water is Sravan Kirtan Jale Kare Seta. We have got Sadguru and we have got everything. Now we are. Now blessed, and you have to do nothing. No! This is the start. You have got the seed. You have sown it in your heart. Now you have to give water to it. Sravan Kirtan, you should do it. Daily you have to give water. That water means you have to hear about Krishna, his name, form, attributes, and his pastimes, and his associates. You have to hear, they are all transcendental. If you do not hear, and if you do not think about them, then you cannot get any kind of progress in devotion. So if there is no water, drought, all the crops will be burned. What do you have to give?
Water.
Water. What does it mean?
Daily.
When sadhujan come, we shall hear. When sadhujan go, but we have got leave for 1 year. That is not. You have to hear and also chant daily. Daily you have to give water. Shravan Kirtan Jagarish. Upadhyaya Bhare Lata, this is compared with Lata. Lata means creeper. Creeper cannot have, he said, enhancement, cannot rise up without any support. Creeper, you know, a kind of tree. With support, it moves. There should be some support. That bhakti has got no support in this Brahmanda. There is no object here where bhakti can rest. When you shall perform bhakti, then you have to pierce through Brahmanda. In Brahmanda you will not get that. All non-eternal. Object of devotion is Supreme Lord. He is not here. Bhujya Parlata Brahmanda Bhedija. When you will do bhajan, you will do bhajan as per direction of Gurudev and Vaishnavas, then their kripa will grow, and kripa tries to get his support, some shelter. He is not getting any shelter here. He will pierce through Brahmanda. In Brahmanda there is no object. And if it goes to Viroja, where there is no creation, there is no Rajagun, no activity of Rajagun. Rajagun, living beings are created, and Sattvagun sustained, and Tamagun destroyed. There is no Rajagun, Viroja, Rajagun. There is also nations. There in the Viroja you will not find suffering, waves of suffering. But waves of suffering here in this world. Because Rajagun, and we have to go pass through cycles of births and deaths, we have to go enter into the Bada soon, and we have to die, we have threefold affliction, all this, in this one. But in Viraja, there is no creation, there is also death and, but there is no so much suffering. Viraja, you will also. Don't find any shelter of Shuddha Bhakti. You have to pierce through Viraja. Then Brahmadhan, there also bhakti rests on the object of worship. In Brahmadhan, impersonal formless Brahma, there is no object. Whom to worship? You have to pierce through Brahmadhan. Then, after that, you shall go to Parabdham. Parabdham in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, when you reach there, the Narayan is there. There is the rest of bhakti. But only you can serve Narayan with neutral, with Santaras, and with Dasharas, and with majestic Sakharas. As friend, with fear. There is also Sakharas in Vaikuntha Dham, but they are seeing Narayan as majestic as them. Oh, Supreme Lord, with fear, they are serving and making friendship with fear. But as you have got the seed from the preceptorial channel of Rupa Goswami, that seed will take you to Vrindavan Dham, not to this majestic aspect in Vaikuntha Dham. Sweet love, no restriction, sweet love. Object of all love is Krishna. You have to cross over this Vaikuntha and you have to culminate. Where? At the lotus feet of Krishna. There you can get a thing. Now I am speaking very hurriedly. Because it is now the Concord plane. Concord plane of France. Because time is short. What can be done? ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ প্রসাদে পায় ভক্তি না দাবি। মালিরা সেই বীজ করে আরোপণ শ্রবণ কীর্তন জলে করে এসে। ইউ আর এ গার্ডেনার, দি ভোটার ইজ এ গার্ডেনার ফ্লোরিস্ট, হোয়াট ইউ উইল ডু গার্ডেনার? ইউ সো দি সিড, ইউ হ্যাভ টু সো দি সিড, ইউ আর দি অ্যাসপিরেন্ট, ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু গো টু বৃন্দাবন ধাম, চার্চ ইজ ইউর সুইট রিয়েলম, অ্যান্ড ইউ আর অ্যাজ গার্ডেনার ইউ আর টু ডু। Person who wants, the aspirant who wants that object, he is the gardener. Malira shei bij kore aropon. You become a gardener and you sow the seed. And also fencing. Fencing means fencing. You have to remain with the sadhus, surrounded by the sadhus. Otherwise, goats and other animals, even the elephant can come and destroy. But that is, we should be surrounded by heavy pillars so that elephants can come. There are elephants, bad elephants. What is that elephant?
Hathi Mata.
Hathi Mata. Now you see, the process of going to the ultimate object, Nandanandan Sri Krishna, not as speech, you will get everything. Brahmanda Brahmita Kuna Bhagyavadya Guru Krishna Prasadeva Bhakti Nadev. Malira Shai Vij Kare Arapan. Sravan Kittan Jale Kare Shaitan. Uvajiya Bairata Brahmanda Vedi Jaya. Viraja Brahmanoke Vedi Parabhava Paya. Tudvaj Jaya Data Goloke Vrindavan. Krishna Charan Kalpa Vrikhya Kare Arapan. Then we can ascend. We can climb to the lotus feet of that creeper in climb and will get his actual shelter there. Love of all object of sweet love, all object of love will get at the lotus feet of Krishna. All right, that's one. But again say, you see, you should be very careful. যদি বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ উঠে হাতি মাতা উপরে বা ছিন্ডে তার সুবিধা। As a gardener you should be very careful. If mad elephant come, then he will break all the fencing. If you go to Assam you will think, you will find some elephants. And they do not get food, they come to the villages. And therefore they destroyed everything. And it is government order, you should not kill. What can they do? You should not kill. And they are not getting food. If you give any obstruction, they will destroy. That is called aparad, offense at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Vilification of Vaishnava, the goddess obstacle. You will not get. Again, now it is that you have come up to the lotus feet of Krishna. But after that, you should be very careful. Do not take the risk of reproaching Krishna. You try to see every human being is not only with bad qualities, bad and good qualities both. You have to take the good qualities and you have to give up bad qualities. You just see your own defects and try to see qualities in others. Then there will be no apprehension of committing offense. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written in the third verse, Trinadu Vishunita. Not even, not a human being, a grass. You should think, I am lower than grass. Trinadu Vishnu. Tararopi Shaisana. Amanina Maradana Kirtana Shara. You have to give respect to all. That person is very bad. Why is he listening? Because your objective worship is deciding in his heart. By this consideration you can give respect. There will be no apprehension of committing offense if you follow this teaching. of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How to do Harinam? Srinath Vishnu is humbler than the blade of grass. More forbearing than tree. More forbearing than tree. And you should give respect to all. And do not seek respect from others. Do not aspire. Desire to get respect. If you desire to get respect others and they do not give, you will be dissatisfied. You will be unbalanced. Your body will be stopped. With these four qualities here, then there will be no offense. It's offense to the lotus feet of Vaishnava is a serious offense. Sukadev will be immediately dissatisfied. Your all bhajan will be nothing. No man. If you commit offense to the Vaishnavas. Serious. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not forgive the offense of that Brahman who tried to defame Sivaspandi. He had the disease of leprosy. Leper. Like that. And so Nityananda Prabhu also was very much angry when the Ramchandra Khan tried to vilify Haridas Thakur and to make him, to insult him by sending one prostitute. Rather, Nityananda Prabhu was angry. Who rescued Jagai Mahadev? He was angry. So we should be very careful about this, our Guru Mahadev. Don't take the risk. What is, why you should take the risk? Give respect for it. You see your own defect. Then you will have rectification. And there are also other qualities. You see the qualities of the Vaishnavas. Only those who have got love for the jivas, they have got the right to govern, right to regulate others. We have got to love, we have got to right. Parents have the right to punish his son, his children. Parents, there will be no defamation case. But others, who have got no love, if they do anything, there will be defamation case against them. But parents, there will be no difference because they are giving the slap in the child for his good. Like that, those sadhus who have got love for all jivas, they are entitled to do this. We have got calm, lost in the earth. If there is any obstacle, we become furious. How we can govern others, regulate others? But then we have to see qualities in others and defects. And again it is said, yes, now this Tarmadhe, now if you shake jol paya ho pasaka parajendao, if while you have started the bhajan, what you say to Gurudev? Gurudev said, will you worship Krishna? For instance, yes. Will you accept all these positive assertions? Yes. Will you give up the negative assertion? Yes. Everything. Then he has given the mantra. Your object is to satisfy Krishna to love. But you have got numerous bars, all the previous impression, bad impression like that. Now you have got the desire to get name and fame. Name and fame. To get money. By direct money. Everybody in Nishiddhacha. Nishiddhacharya, he explained there. Bhukti, Mukti, Vansha, Asamka, Tarlata. There also, Nishiddhacharya also is there. Nishiddhacharya means illicit sex connection. It is bad. You have that, then you will not have the progress. The water will go. When the thought, that thought will be deep, when there is a deep a cavity, the water will go there. Water will go towards the hollow, towards the hole, towards the cavity, not water will go up. When you perform deep water, if your mental attitude is that I should take, I should get by this, by doing this, harinam, I should get some money. I shall perform harinam, give me $1,000. Then you have got the dollar. You are not doing harinam for harinam's sake. I shall hold discourses on Srimad Bhagavat. And that for that, if I do it for 7 days, you should give $10,000. Then what is the purpose? Purpose is not the service. It is a kind of business. I should get name and fame. All these ultimate desires is a nishiddhata. You are using this, holding discourse of Bhagavad and doing harinam and all this washing of deities, pursuing to get some money, get some worldly benefit. It is not work. If you have got that sort of mentality, you should remove that, these weeds, when you are growing paddy here, paddy, and paddy is there, and if other plants grow, you allow the other plants to grow, then all the water will go there, and the rice will have got grown. You will get rice. All the water will be taken by, sucked by those plants. Unnecessary, useless. You have to remove this, it is called weeds. Weed out all the unnecessary plants. Then the trees of the paddy trees will grow. You can get like that. You will get all these sort of ulterior motives in the mind. You should cut as a gardener. Gardener, what should he should do? When there are other plants are there, he should cut that. He should remove that, root out that. Then the object that you want to paddy, that paddy will grow, wheat will grow. But if you want to get Krishna prem, ulterior motives, you have to cut. You have to remove from your heart. If you do not remove, you keep it there, then all the energy you are spending for sadhana, that water will go to the deep, which is inner, existing in your inner heart. There you want money, you want name and fame, you now want sex connection, that will come to you. You will get it. So first, you have to do this as a gardener. Immediately you have to remove with the help of the person. Then, Moolshakha means that the original act, original cause of our submitting to a Shuddha Bhakta is to get prem. That we should see. If we have, do not see that, then all you are performing bhajan. And the bhajan water is going to that which thought is deep in you. That I am doing harinam, I should get this money, I should go get this record, all this alternate thing, then he cannot get. Prathame upasaka karayathaja. The mool saka varijai vrindava. And the original saka will go to them. You go through Bhagavatam's, this very carefully, and it has been explained by our Bhakti Janda Sarsani Goswami Thakur. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, very correctly. It requires time. I have to read the book, original book, and explain. And know so many persons, they have got no patience to hear. Because you have to go do some, like not like Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was there, and he was not taking food, not taking rest, not taking water, and all is hearing, and we will find him such person now. Sukadeva Goswami was speaking, 7 days, day and night, without taking rest, without taking food, without taking water, both. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, Harikatha, and speaker is the such, And listener is such. You do not get such listener as such speaker. And how we can get the objective? For you see the watch now, it's 9. Stop.
Gauridas sir, kata to bola hai.
Gauridas Pandit question. Gauridas Pandit question we have some minutes I shall take. But professionally many things are to be said. Nothing to say. But whatever it means. The Gauridas Pandit Goswami was the personal assistant of Nityananda Guru. Nityananda Baladev has appeared at Nityananda Guru. Baladev has got 12 Sakhas confidants, 12 Dadas, 12 of them. One is Subal Sakha. Gauridas Pandit. Subal Sakha appeared. First, he appeared at Shaligram. But, as per desire of his elder brother, Suddhodar Sarkhel, Kamsari Mishra, Kamsari so has got 6 sons, Damodar, Jagannath, and Suddhodar Sarkhel, Gauridas Pandit. His elder brother, Suddhodar Sarkhel. Those were the father of Buddha Jannava, the consorts of Nityananda Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu has, every Vishnu Tattva has got 3 potency. Sri Bhu Lila, Sri Shakti Bhu Shakti. Even Baladev also, Baruni and Revati. And Baruni and Revati, they appeared as Revati, Jannava and Pashuda Jannava. And Lila Shakti best tribes. Every Vishnu is that. This other way to incomplete. And Suddhodar Sarkhel, by accepting Suddhodar as father, they appeared there. Pashuda Jannava. And he is the elder brother of Gauridas Pandit. He used to stay in Shaligram. But by taking permission of his elder brother, he went to Ambika. By the side of the Ganges, Sarkambadha. Then his actual place of bhajan is that. There in Ambika. Ambika and also near to that Kalna. Both at a time, if you say, in Ambika, Kalna. There, when we were there, Gauridas Pandit. At that time, he was always, he had got his disciple, Gauridas Pandit. Hridaya Chaitanya, Hridayananda, and Hridaya Chaitanya Gopi Raman and also Samananda Prabhu. And Gopi Raman's bangsa is there are no, Gauridas Pandit has got no family son. But the disciple is there. In Gopi Raman he has got another disciple, Gopi Raman. That bangsa, that family is there. But Gauridas Pandit was in his own house. And always thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Shantipur. And from Shantipur he was coming and he boarded a boat by rowing by the oar. Oar, you know? Rowing by the oar. Propelling by the oar. Have you seen that boat? Like that. And he started from Harinadi Gram, from there. Actually from Shantipur. And by rowing, propelling, Mahaprabhu reached there, to Kalna, and reached, and gave one Gita to Gauridas Pandit. He accepted that. If you go there, they will show you that Gita and also written by the handwriting, Gita, and also that oar, they will show, oar of the boat. And first, he met Gauridas Pandit, just at the entrance, there is one tree, tamarind tree. Sava tree. You go to South India, you can see the tamarind tree, big tamarind tree, tetun, imlika pera, imlika, in the Hindi say. There he first met. And Gaurindas Pandit. Gaurindas Pandit, Nityananda also came there. And the desire was fulfilled by Nityananda Gauranga, wanted to go. He said, now go. No, I shall not allow, I cannot tolerate this separation. You cannot go. What will be? And you shall remain here. There was so much duties to perform. Then from this neem tree, you life size, you make murti. Like us, so tall, from this neem tree. And neem tree then, and the one is, those who know this about from the wood to do this, in the second sculpture, what is the name of it? And they do, they manifested that Nityananda Gauranga life size. And when they offered all these the various items, they have prepared and offered it, and go Nityananda both take. Vigraha. Then again, Gauranga said, now you have got this vigraha, then we are going. No. Why? Vigraha is there. Either you say vigraha will go, or we will go. Let vigraha go. Then vigraha will go. And there he will go. Can you believe? In Japan's anniversary, we have to make obeisances, indebted obeisances, the lotus feet of Gauridas Pandit Goswami. As Nityananda Prabhu is compassionate, is gracious to all living beings in this world, all conditions of this world. More than Nityananda Prabhu, Gauridas Pandit, rescued them. Many conditions of many enslaved jivas in this one. You can get anywhere they can appear. You can pray from the core of the heart. Today is the deceptive anyway. And we have to do the kirtan jiyanila premadham.